The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Hey JP, how you doing, man?
I am doing well, man. Long day here, busy day, but the end of a long search is over for Washington.
I'm sure. What is the city feeling like as a whole? Before I get to your specific thoughts, what's the vibe of the city right now with this hiring?
Man, not exactly thrilled. I ran a Twitter poll earlier today that got close to like 10,000 votes, and most people were kind of in the middle on this thing. Didn't love it, didn't hate it. Just kind of not thrilled. I think folks were hoping to get Ben Johnson, get the young, hot, up-and-coming offensive coordinator. Clearly that didn't happen. But Quinn's also not a bad hire. It's just not exciting.
J.P. Finley is here with us, NBC Sports up in D.C., also 106.7 The Fan. What are your thoughts? We feel like this is, it appears it is a fresh start for everybody in D.C. You got Josh Harris. You have an opportunity to draft the QB. What are your thoughts on the hiring of Dan Quinn and how he fits in with all of this?
You know, it's interesting. I think Quinn on its own is a good hire. I think Quinn will come in and run a good program. I mean, I'm sure you've talked to folks around the league. His reputation is, he's really well-regarded, and people talk about his leadership skills and his communicative skills and organizational skills. But it's hard to look at it in an envelope like that because it seems like Washington kind of didn't get the top two candidates in Mike McDonald and then Ben Johnson. And, you know, coming off of 4 years with Ron Rivera at the helm, who was a defensive mind, leader of men type, and going right back into that mold with Dan Quinn. I'm not saying they're the same person, but, you know, it's going to be a little underwhelming. I do think there's a huge difference, though, in Ron Rivera's tenure in Washington. When he was the boss, he was kind of the czar of football. He had final say on personnel and everything. Quinn's not going to be in that role, and we'll see. I wouldn't expect Quinn to be quite as, I don't know the right way to phrase it. Ron hired a ton of the people that were with him in Carolina to come here, and those guys probably wouldn't have had jobs unless Ron hired them. Whereas I think Quinn is probably going to take some guys with him from Dallas, and then I'm really curious how he builds his offensive staff. You know, Adam Peters is the new general manager in Washington. Adam Peters obviously worked with Kyle Shanahan at length in San Francisco for the last 7 years. Kyle Shanahan obviously worked with Dan Quinn in Atlanta. Shanahan's kind of the fulcrum of a lot of this, I feel like, and I think Quinn will try to tap into his network, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
J.P. Finley here with us, CBS Sports Radio. Are there any thoughts or concerns? We see that the game is going offense. We do know that the final four teams that we saw here, outside of pretty much Detroit, had amazing defenses. You know, is there any concern about the hiring and who runs the offense, especially given the fact that Washington is likely to draft and develop a QB?
Yeah, I think there's real concern. And I think that there's real question why they didn't try to get an offensive guy to be the head coach. Some view it as a major concern that, you know, if things go well, they'll lose the offensive coordinator. Things haven't gone well in Washington in so long that, whatever, man. Let's see them go well first. But that's a real part of this. It's going to be interesting. They have a real opportunity at number two here. I thought for the first time in a really long time in D.C. you had a chance for ownership, GM, head coach, and quarterback to all be on one page. Now, hiring Dan Quinn, who's a defensive guy, doesn't negate that from possibly happening. Quinn can help a young quarterback just as much as anybody else, but clearly he's not going to be the hands-on, watching tape with him, you know, 20 hours a week guy in this role. So it's just, it's a little bit interesting. It creates another wrinkle.
J.P. Finley here with us, the JR Sport Re-Show on CBS Sports Radio. That's on the coaching side. And I also appreciate the fact that you took a look at the man who's now helping to run the show in Adam Peters. When you think about who they are going to select at number two overall, what are your thoughts? Who would be the best case scenario for Washington?
If I was in charge, and I definitely am not, but if I was, it'd be J.P. Daniels. I just love the playmaking ability to lead about making plays. He's such an accurate passer. I love that he improved every year of his college career. And if you look at the other options, I think Caleb's going to go number one. I don't think they'll have the opportunity to take him. I would take Daniels over Drake May. Drake May is a great prospect, too. If they take Drake May, I think he's got a real opportunity to be fantastic. And I think they're cool either way. But if it was me, I would take Daniels. As for what they're going to do, it's too early to know. I mean, you know, as reporters, we haven't really got to start working this thing because they're just hiring people. So, and then they got to sit down collectively and watch tape and interview these guys and kind of get to the bottom of their plans. So, if it was me, it'd be Daniels, but it's definitely not me.
J.P. Finley is here with us, 106.7 The Fan up in D.C. There's a lot, and I know I was up there at The Fan and chatting it up with everybody at the beginning of the season, and I would say as an overall, yeah, this is a disappointment to only pick up four victories and be in this current position. How are folks feeling about Josh Harris? Is it still too new, and what does the team need going forward to be competitive outside of that franchise QB that everybody needs?
Yeah, you know, I don't think much, if any, blame for the 4-13 terrible season goes to Harris because he bought the team on July 20th. And
no, not necessarily blame, but how are the fans, how has he been received so far with the changes?
Gotcha. Yeah, really, really excited. Fans have been thrilled they got Adam Peters. Honestly, really, until this Quinn move is kind of the first thing where I think fans are like, I'm not sure that's what I like so much. But, you know, to quote Gladiator, the mob is fickle, and if they win a couple games early on, they're going to be on board. So, but Harris and the new ownership group have been very well received. You know, there's a little more burgundy and gold walking the streets of D.C. again. I'd say, frankly, a lot more. Like, you see a lot more gear, a lot more fans at home games. Obviously, it got away from them there at the end of the year, and then the Cowboys fans invaded and all that kind of stuff. But certainly, new ownership is appreciated.
I certainly see that. Well, y'all got an owner with a lot of money. This is a team with a lot of cap space. What are some other moves that you look forward to them potentially making here in this coming offseason?
It's interesting. I don't know that they're going to be particularly aggressive in free agency this offseason. They have a lot of cap space. I would get a contract extension done with their guard, Sam Cosmi. He's a good player going into the final year of his rookie deal. He's a second rounder in 19, or maybe 20 even. I don't know. I'd have to do the math. But I think, especially now that it's Dan Quinn, I could see them spending a little bit of money to acquire a real veteran linebacker, like a leader at that linebacker position. They'll have a decision to make with Cam Curl, who's headed for free agency, who's been a good player for them. Same with Kendall Fuller. But Adam Peters, at his opening press conference, was very clear that they're going to build through the draft and just supplement through free agency. And that's what every team says, and then they go spend crazy money. But they're going to need to do a lot offensively. I could see some linemen. They got to address left tackle. I find it hard to believe Charles Leno is back. Tight end could be a position of some need. They got plenty to do. It's going to kind of start with the quarterback in the draft, but, you know, they won't be totally silent during free agency, but if you go back and look at San Fran the first few years, those were pretty lean years. They won 10 games in two seasons, and they weren't super active in free agency, but once they started to acquire that base of talent is when they would make a big signing or make a big trade and those sorts of things. But I think, honestly, I mean, Washington went 4-13 and had no Pro Bowlers. I think you got to build the entire roster. Like, you got to work on raising the floor first.
And J.P. Finley, final question for you, my man. Nothing to do with D.C. sports, of which you know everything about. Who you got in the Super Bowl, man?
I don't know yet. I'm going out there next week. I want to kind of talk to players and get my own vibe. I have gotten 7 straight Super Bowls right against the spread. I'm leaning Chiefs, but I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, J.P.
Sorry, that was a cop-out.
No, listen, it's no worries. I'm not winning any money. And if you go out to Vegas, throw some money my way if you should win some. Hey, JP, where can people follow you and all the wonderful work you do at NBC Sports and 106.7 The Fan? Fill us in.
Sure, yeah, just at JP Finley, NBCF. Get it done.
We appreciate you. Hey, enjoy yourself out in Vegas, and let's see what happens with these Commanders. The city, the region deserves it. Thank you, JP.
Thanks, dude. Take care.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.